Case number 11128, Carol E. Schultz, Penn Central LLC, east of Route 1, Ocean Highway, southeast corner of Bennett Road and Pennsylvania Avenue, being Lot 3, Block 1, within Sussex Shores Development. Tax map ID number 134-13.15, parcel 159.00. A variance from the front yard, corner, side yard, rear yard, and side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Carol E. Schultz, 6206 Wagner Lane, Bethesda, Maryland, 20816.
My name is Thomas R. Crowley. I live at 113 Kings Creek Circle, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Do?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I brought some exhibits. I don't know if it's proper to give them to you.
If you hand them down there to the secretary, please.
I have one more. Hold on. I have one more, if that helps.
I'll keep one for your records.
Oh,
all right, ma'am.
Can I go? I'm seeking a variance. I do not need a variance on the east side of my lot. That was a mistake in the application. I need a variance on the south side, the west side, and the north side. I'm only seeking variance for balconies only, not for any living area. The building as designed, the footprint fits within the Sussex County setbacks. The building that I have right now on the lot is 10 feet off of Pennsylvania Avenue, and the roof overhang is on the south lot line right now. So if I kept the building, these balconies on one side and the other could have been in there, but the building is not practical to keep. It'll be knocked down to build the two townhomes. In terms of the questions you asked on the standards for relief, in terms of uniqueness, the lot is small. It's nonconforming. It borders commercial property on the north and south, an alley to the east, and a vacant triangular parcel to the west between the lot and Route 1. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty? The balconies on the west and south sides will be inside the current footprint of the house, but the structure is not feasible to save. Right now, the structure is only 10 feet off Pennsylvania. The proposed structure will be 40 feet off, with the not including the balconies. And the current building is just 10 feet right now from Pennsylvania. And purpose of property of development, it cannot be developed in strict conformity as it is designed because of the setbacks. All the balconies will meet the Sussex Shore Homeowners Association setbacks. When these lots were first subdivided, they were subject to different setbacks according to the Sussex Shore deed restrictions, which are a lot more relaxed than the Sussex County deed restrictions. Most people in Sussex Shores will tear down their house and build on their current footprint. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Has a difficulty been created by applicant? No. I was not involved in the original subdivision, which created this small lot. Additionally, Sussex Shore setbacks are less restrictive when the land was first subdivided. And the effect on the surrounding, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No. To the north is a commercial building, Crowley Real Estate. Mr. Crowley is here tonight. And to the south, there are townhomes. And right now, the building for the townhomes is right on their lot line. So it'll be 5 feet further back for those townhomes. And on the other side, there's an alley. And it will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development, as the Sussex Shore setbacks are more generous. And most houses are torn down and built on the previous footprint.
Excuse me.
That's all I have. If you have questions, I can answer them.
Okay, are there, excuse me, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
On your, on the south side, what's the existing building from the property line?
It's, the roof overhang is on the property line, if you look at the survey. It, I think it's about 2 feet off, but the overhang of the roof itself is on the property line.
You ought to be 10 feet from it.
The building will be 10 feet, but the balconies will encroach 5 feet into that 10-foot setback, but not the, there will be no building in the setback, just the balcony.
Okay.
And it'll also allow more safe egress in term, if there was a fire, an emergency, every bedroom could be egress or a balcony.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Callaway, no. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I'm in favor.
All right, sure. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve case number 11128. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for a variance. And to repeat what this testimony that she has presented, there is a uniqueness to the property because it is set back from the Bennett Road. It's normally a 15-foot setback. Is that correct?
Well, it's because it's Pennsylvania Avenue. I was told that since it's a numbered road, it had to go back an extra.
That's correct. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and I don't believe the hardship has been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11128. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons I've been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11128 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.